This morning, I read you the scripture. And the scripture came from John. Each of the four gospels record the resurrection. And if you wish to be challenged, go read one of the other versions today. Each of them have a different perspective of what the gospel says. But yet, they're all the same. Jesus rises from the dead. Jesus comes back from the dead. Jesus is the one whom they sought. Now, when I stop and I think about this, and I've been praying about this, there's a lot of things in life that we look for. And honestly, there's a lot of things that we look for and chase after that we want in life. And I always stopped with my kids. And when I was teaching, I did this too. There's a difference between wants and needs. There's a difference between wants and needs. I want a great big chocolate Easter bunny, right? I mean, yum, right? Do I need it? Nope. Nope, my waist says, and my pancreas, and, you know, my A1C says, nope, don't need that. But I do need air to breathe. I do need water. I do need food to sustain me. So there's a difference between wants and needs. I want to have a nice, cozy day, right? And I want to have the sun shining, and I want to have it 70-some degrees outside like it was yesterday. Am I going to get it? Doesn't appear to be that way. But what I have and what I need is another day. What I need is to be worshiping my risen Savior. What I need is my Jesus. What I need is a good, healthy breath of the Holy Spirit to be in me, to be able to bring the message to you today. What I need is all of you, which is a community of faith. So, what the difference is what we surround ourselves with. One of the things that I have learned over the past several years, and what we have for statistics over the past 5 to 10 years, is that we have an epidemic of loneliness. And this epidemic of loneliness has started before COVID, believe it or not. In fact, the statistics show that in 2017, that the epidemic of loneliness had actually already begun. Whatever that looked like was because of probably those things that we hold in our hands instead of actually communicating face to face with each other, we got so accustomed to just using those little devices that we have in our hands instead of showing up for each other. And the more that we did that, the more we got accustomed to being apart. Well, then when COVID came about, we exacerbated that. And then we never really did figure out how to draw near once again. Interestingly enough, we have the opportunities now, and yet we aren't really taking the advantage of those opportunities like they can be done. And yet the most prevalent epidemic there is right now is loneliness. And people say, statistically, I'm not just rattling this off of my head, that people are still lonely. Okay? So when I say this, I know how much a community faith relies on each other. We uphold each other. And numerous times people have sent me and checked on me and checked on each other just to make sure they're okay. And people are here are getting in the habit of not only picking up the phone and calling, but sending cards. And they're even forming care committees to start reaching out and going to people's homes in the near future. See, that's really reaching out. Now, Jesus, where I'm going to with all of this, Jesus showed up. Not only did he rise from the dead, but he showed up. Mary physically saw him. Who do you seek? Who do you seek? Who do you want to see? If you just tell me where he is, I'll go get him. Mary, Rabboni, teacher, can you imagine the relief that she had by recognizing that her Savior, her teacher, that Jesus was right there, that he wasn't missing after all? Can you imagine the relief later on when he shows up amongst the disciples? And poor Thomas, he misses out. And later on, Thomas is there, and Jesus says, "Touch my hands, touch my side." Being present is real. Whom do you seek? Whom do you seek? Being part of the life of Jesus is real. Being part of the community is real. And no matter who is standing right here, being part of the body is so important. Because the body of Jesus Christ is the church. We're told that in Scripture. Whom do you seek? If you're looking to get all of the good stuff of the world, you're going to be disappointed every day. And even if you're looking to get all the good stuff out of me, you're going to be disappointed every day because I am human and I fail. But the only one who does not is Jesus. Even the church will fail you. But they will hold you up too. Because the one that you seek has risen today. And while we are human beings, we do our best by drawing our energy and our love from the one who gives us the energy and love and the Holy Spirit, because we were told that it will come from him, the one who advocates from us, the one who breathes on us to give us the holy power. Scripture tells us that. Whom do you seek today?